Hi everyone, welcome to Hound Opinions. I'm Bill Mayeroff. Alright, so on this episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, crate training. Why? Because that's what you all told me you wanted. I ran polls on Instagram and Facebook asking about topics you'd like me to talk about, and crate training got the most votes. So here we are. Alright, I make no secret of the fact that I love crate training. It's a fantastic tool to manage your dog in the environment. It's hugely helpful when it comes to potty training, and it's really important for a dog to have the ability to be comfortable in a crate. I'll get into why a bit later. But crating is also controversial. It's not a magic bullet, and if a dog isn't taught how to be comfortable in a crate, it can have serious negative effects on their mental health, and in fact can have negative effects on their physical health if they decide to try and get out of the crate and hurt themselves. So what's the right answer? That's a good question, and it's why I'm excited to do this episode. We're talking the pros and cons of crating on this episode of Hound Opinions. Final thing, I'd love to tackle your training and behavior questions on the pod, and I'd love to have your voice asking the question. You have two options for this. Record your question using your voice recorder of choice, MP3 format please, and email it to podcast@bigwagschicago.com. And if you're really brave, you can jump on a recording session with me and we can discuss your question in depth. I can ask follow-up questions and we can really get into the issue. If that's your jam, email podcast@bigwagschicago.com with "put me on the air" in the subject line. All right, let's do this thing. All right, let's talk crates. I'm going to start by talking about some of the reasons why you might want your dog to be comfortable being in a crate, and why the ability to be comfortable in a crate is a valuable and useful skill for your dog to have. From there, I'm going to get into some of the pitfalls of crate training and a bit about how to avoid them. And finally, I'm going to wrap it up by talking about how to slowly and gently start teaching your dog to be comfortable in the crate. But before I get into all of that, I've got a caveat, and it's a caveat I give before talking about a lot of different skills that dogs have. Crating is not for every dog. Not every dog is going to take to being in a crate, and that's okay. If you have a dog that just is not going to be comfortable being in a crate, that's okay. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with them. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean they're broken. Nothing like that. It just means they're not going to be comfortable being in a crate, and that's fine. And I will also talk about some alternatives to putting your dog in a crate so that you have ways of containing your dogs that might not be comfortable in the crate. All right, so first of all, though, let's talk about why you might want to put your dog in a crate. Now, as I said in the intro, the ability to be comfortable in a crate is a very valuable and useful skill. There's a few reasons. One of the most important reasons, I think, is that you want your dog to be able to be comfortable in a crate because there are situations in which they might have to endure it. Specifically, I'm talking about if your dog ever has to be at a vet's office or at a hospital for any length of time. Odds are they're going to keep your dog in a kennel. And, you know, vet's offices and you know, veterinary hospitals are stressful places in general. And, you know, the crate can add to that stress, especially if your dog is not feeling good. And so if your dog has the ability to be comfortable in the crate, it's something that can, you know, take away one little stressor that they might be going through at the vet's office or the vet hospital. So it's really helpful then. You just never know. And, you know, your vet office can't make accommodations for every dog that doesn't want to be in a crate. So there's that. It is also a really, really helpful tool for potty training. If you have really done a good job of getting your dog comfortable in the crate, the nice thing about it is they are not going to want to go to the bathroom in there. And so you have a place where you can contain them in order to, you know, make it so that, like, if you need to take them, if you need to take them out, they're not going to eliminate in your house. And like I said, this is really helpful for potty training. The way I talk about, you know, teaching dogs to go to the bathroom outside is like this. I tell people that if you think your dog needs to go out, you should take them out someplace to a boring spot, you know, whether it's in your yard or outside your house. Stay there for maybe 3 minutes. If your dog goes to the bathroom, great. But if not, bring them back in, put them in the crate for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then repeat the process. And you just kind of repeat this until they go. And the idea is that they're contained in this place where they don't want to eliminate. And that way, you know, when you do take them out, they are ready to go. They've been thinking about holding it for that amount of time. So that can be, it can be a really helpful potty training tool. It can also be a tool to help, you know, sort of manage the environment. If you are worried that your dog is going to destroy things, you can put them in a crate and you don't have to worry about your house being destroyed. So there's that. And then also a really important reason you might want to put your dog in a crate is that if your dog is really comfortable in there, it can be a very safe spot for them to go, especially if, let's say you have people over and it's getting overwhelming. A lot of dogs will go to their crates because they feel safe and they feel like they can be alone in that space and that no one's going to bother them. And that's really nice for them, especially when they're getting overwhelmed. Or even if your dog just likes to have a place that they can go and not be bothered. And they can recharge. Even if you haven't had a lot of people over, they can go there and recharge. And the crate is a wonderful, place for that. So, you know, those are some of the reasons that you might want to put your dog in a crate. And, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, rightfully so, are worried that, you know, it might be felt as cruel by your dog, and it might be looked on as cruel. And, you know, while, you know, if you put your dog in a crate as punishment, and you're constantly punishing them by putting them in their crate, yeah, that can be pretty cruel. If your dog is comfortable in their crate, then putting them in there is actually really, you know, nice for them. They enjoy that time. You know, I had a walking client a while back who, you know, absolutely loved his crate. He was a wild man outside of his crate. He loved to run around. He had so much energy and all that. But, you know, when I, you know, took him back home and put him back in his crate after the walk, he loved it. He loved everything about it. And he settled down and he relaxed until his people got home after work, and he was great. So the crate can be this wonderful calming spot for them. And again, if you are conditioning it correctly and you're really teaching your dog how to be comfortable in the crate, it's not cruel at all. And as I said earlier, I will get into a little later talking about how to start teaching your dog to be comfortable in the crate. Okay, so I did also talk about some pitfalls of crate training. And so anyway, one of the big problems that happens with crate training is that too often it's done for reasons that serve us, the people, rather than the dogs. And there's an article from Psychology Today that I was just looking at about crate training. And, you know, what it says is that crating allows us to go about our own lives without worrying about a dog peeing on our rug or chewing on our furniture. But that doesn't necessarily serve the dog. You know, so what we need to do is we really need to be aware of, you know, making sure that putting the dog in the crate serves them and not us. You know, we do it for them and you know, and not for us. And, you know, so how do you do that? Well, like I said, one, you want to start by really making sure that the crate is only seen as a positive thing. And again, I'll get into how to do that a bit later. But you want to make sure it's only seen as a positive thing. You know, you don't ever want to put them in there as a punishment or anything like that. And so you don't, you know, you want to make sure that they really enjoy it. The trouble is that, you know, putting a dog in a crate, you know, whether they're a puppy or whether as an adult, this, according to Psychology Today, and they're correct in this, it involves a loss of free choice, especially if you're closing the door. So you have to be very mindful of that. And, you know, so the problem is, you know, crates can also be really, really boring. You put a dog in a crate and, you know, there's nothing to engage their brain. There's nothing to, you know, for them to do. So all they're doing is just, they're just kind of sitting there, and, you know, and that's not good for them. It's like, it can be like, if the comparison is made that, like, if it's like, you know, sitting in a cell, you know, in a prison cell or a jail cell, you know, it gets boring and that messes with you. And, you know, and it can similarly mess with your dog. Dogs are social creatures and they want to be in close proximity to their family. And so putting a dog in a crate, you know, and putting them away from everything, it's not natural. It's not a natural thing for them. So how do we avoid that? Well, you know, first off, you want to make sure that if you are putting your dog in a crate, you give them something to work on, you know, that they can do in there. And, you know, to get some of that mental energy out, while they're there. So that's one thing. You know, it can be a puzzle toy, it can be a Frozen Kong, something like that. You know, anything that can really help them, you know, engage their brain a little bit is going to be good. You know, the other thing that you can do for them is actually, instead of putting them in a crate, you can create sort of a contained area for them. This is something that there's a Do No Harm Training Facebook group that I'm a part of, and they talk a lot about this in there. Create sort of a contained area, you know, that's not in a crate, where, you know, a dog can be contained, you know, so they're not, you know, out and about free roaming in your house, but also where they have things that they can choose to do, and they're not, you know, they're not restricted to just that small area that is the crate. And, you know, and so that's, if you trust your dog in a situation like that, that is also a really great, really great option for you. The other problem that people run into is that crates are often marketed as and occasionally and thought of as these sort of tools to fix things like anxiety, specifically separation anxiety, and things like that. And that's a problem. That is a big problem. You know, things like separation anxiety take a lot of work to deal with. And, you know, a crate can definitely enhance those anxious feelings that dogs get when they're, you know, dealing with separation anxiety. And that can become a bad situation. If you know, you put a dog in the crate and then you leave and the dog hates that you leave because they've got separation anxiety, that crate is not going to be a happy place for them. You know, they're going to feel terrible in that crate because they're going to feel like it is a, you know, an indicator of you leaving. And you know, they're gonna do what they can to get out, and they're gonna be stressed, and that's gonna have a negative effect on their mental health. And they might even do things like trying to get out of the crate, which could, you know, get them hurt, which you don't want. So the crate is not it is not a behavior modification tool of any sort. It's just designed to be a place where your dog can be comfortable. And as I said at the beginning, not every dog is going to be comfortable in the crate. And so if you're thinking that, you know, you need to crate your dog because they're dealing with like separation anxiety or something, think again. I get it. You know, if your dog is dealing with things like separation anxiety, one of the things that can happen is they might destroy things out of stress. And so it makes sense that you would want to contain them in a crate so they can't destroy things, in that stressful way. As you can now hear Chester and Bodhi expressing their opinions on crates. Anyway, the point is that the crate is not going to fix a problem. The crate is just a tool, and you want to be aware of that. So if you're thinking that, you know, you need to crate your dog because they're dealing with like separation anxiety or something, again, you want to think again, because it could make it a lot worse. The other pitfall that people get into, and this is sort of what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about how, like, you know, crating is sort of an unnatural thing, and isolating them is unnatural. If you have your dog in a crate for too long, that can also have a negative effect on their mental health. So if you are going to be using a crate with your dog, you want to be sure that they're getting, you know, to come out of the crate often. You know, I know if you put your dog in a crate while you go to work, that's fine, but you want to have, you know, then you want to have a dog walker come by and take your dog out for a little bit, rather than having them just be in the crate for 10 hours. Because again, that's not great for their mental health. So you want to be really, really careful about these things. All right. Hopefully that all kind of makes sense. The bottom line is that no matter what, you want the crate, if you're going to use it, to be a happy place for them. And, you know, if it's not a happy place for them, you know, it's going to have these negative effects. So that's where we are. So again, you want to watch out. You don't ever want to use the crate as a tool of punishment. Okay. So then, you know, that leads us to the question of how then do we start sort of teaching our dogs that being in the crate is okay? And as with so many things, and so many skills that we want to teach our dogs, the best thing I can say, the best bit of advice I can give, is to go very, very slowly. Again, recognize that going into the crate is not a natural thing for your dog. It's not a natural sensation. It's not something they would necessarily choose to do on their own, at least not regularly. So we have to be very respectful of that, if that makes sense. And you want to make sure that your dog always feels like they have a choice. Even if they don't, even if you're going to close the door, you want them to go in there of their own volition as often as possible. And again, I recognize that, you know, there are going to be occasions, again, whether it's at a veterinary hospital or whether you have to, you know, transport them in a crate or something like that. There are going to be occasions when you have to put your dog in a crate and they might not necessarily want to. That said, if you're teaching them to go in there of their own volition, the process is going to be a lot easier. Okay. All that said, how do we actually start doing that? Like I said, you start very slowly. First off, you want to make sure that the crate is a really comfortable place for them. You know, so nice bedding in there, assuming they're not going to chew it up. You know, things like that. Again, if you want to put some enrichment items in there, that's cool too. You know, please do. So you want to set the crate up, you know, as a really happy place. And what you want to start doing is really simple. What you want to do is you want to take a treat, you know, preferably something high value, and just a few times a day, toss a treat into the crate and just let your dog go get it. Don't close the door. Don't do anything. Just let them go into the crate, get the treat, and then come right back out. The idea behind that is that you want to just start helping your dog learn sort of the muscle memory of going in the crate and start learning that, you know, going in the crate gets them good things. You know, so you can toss treats in there. You can also do things like, feed them their meals in their crate. Again, just put their food dish in the crate, let them go eat. Don't close the door. Just let them go eat in the crate and then let them come right back out. The idea, again, is that you're teaching them that good things happen in the crate, but also that they always have the autonomy to pull the plug whenever they feel they need to. So if your dog, doesn't want to finish their food in the crate, that's fine. Let them come out. Let them finish their dinner outside of the crate. If your dog won't put their entire body in the crate, let them go halfway in the crate. Let them sort of take the lead on this. And then from there, you just sort of build it up. You build up the action of, having them go entirely into the crate and then closing the door behind you. And then, slowly build up to where you're walking away from it. But no matter what, you want them to always think that, they're making the choice to go in the crate. You always want them to think they have that choice, and you want them to feel every step of the way like good things are happening when they make the choice to go into the crate. I know I said don't use it as a tool to deal with separation anxiety, but one thing you can also do to avoid sort of making it into something where they feel like it indicates you're going to leave is, have them just sort of randomly go into the crate, throughout the day. Again, whether it's tossing a treat in there, whether it's asking them to go in the crate, whether it's feeding them their meal. You want the crate to be just sort of a thing that can happen at any time. You don't want it to necessarily be associated with you leaving or with, just going to bed overnight or anything like that. You want the crate to just be a thing that might happen. And, then from there you can teach them that no matter what the situation is, if they go in the crate, good things are going to happen, regardless of the reason that they're being asked to go into the crate, or regardless of the reason that they're choosing to go into the crate. Okay? Does that all kind of make sense? So we're gonna kind of summarize things, just to sort of sum everything up. Like I said, there are a lot of great reasons to want your dog to be comfortable in a crate. Whether it's managing their environment, whether it's allowing them to be a little more comfortable in places like vet's offices or hospitals or things like that, where they might not have a choice about being in a crate. Potty training is another big reason you might want them to be able to go into the crate. But avoid the pitfalls, and most of the pitfalls can be avoided by making sure that the crate is just a super happy, wonderful place, and that it is never used as any sort of punishment. And then when you are acclimating your dog to the crate, and when you're teaching them to be comfortable in the crate, go slowly. Let your dog set the pace. If they decide they want to be in the crate for 20 minutes, let them be in the crate for 20 minutes. But if they decide they only want to go in for 30 seconds, let them go in for 30 seconds and then come back out. Make sense? All right. That is where we are going to leave it. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Hound Opinions. If you have any more questions about crating or anything that we've talked about here, don't hesitate to shoot me an email at podcast@bigwagchicago.com. And I will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thanks. Thanks for checking out Hound Opinions. If you like what you hear, I'd appreciate it if you gave Hound Opinions a good rating on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bill Mayeroff, and I'm the owner and chief canine officer of Big Wag Chicago Dog Training and Dog Walking, as well as the host, editor, and producer of Hound Opinions. You can find Big Wag Chicago online at bigwagschicago.com or under the handle @BigWagsChicago, all one word, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky, and Discord. If you have a dog question you'd like answered on a future episode, or if you just want to say hi, email podcast@BigWagsChicago.com. Hound Opinions is a production of Big Wag Chicago. The executive producers of Hound Opinions are Winchester X Puppington the 17th and Bodie Johnson. Thanks.